Ms. Lozinski?
Here.
Kraft?
Here.
Fanouken?
Here.
Stoll?
Here.
Winter?
Here.
Okay, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And our main purpose for being here today is to be trained in board docs, so we're all very excited about that.
Thank you, Madam President. I appreciate that. We are here for board docs training. As you are all aware, you probably have either board docs in front of you right now or we're working on bringing it up on your device. I will work with you to make sure we're on the right webpage and connected. In the meantime, I'm going to introduce Sylvia from board docs. Sylvia is here from Atlanta with us tonight to train the board. Sylvia was also kind enough to spend the afternoon with Dana Hoffman, Robin Allen, Brady Sheets, and myself on training for our end of board docs, but we want to make sure the board here knows how to use board docs for your end of the executive uses of board docs. So we'll get you all set up here. In the meantime, I'll hand it over to Sylvia and I'll work with the rest to get them to where they need to be.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. And first thing I'd like to say is thank you for choosing board docs. So I got to come to Cleveland when it wasn't freezing and it's
No snow.
I went to Cleveland.
It's going to be 60 degrees tomorrow. So.
It's going to be how much?
60 degrees tomorrow, so stay.
I'm leaving it in the morning. It is nice. I was, which school did I do? I did another district in December, and a friend of mine lives in Beechwood. And she had lots of snow.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have any.
Yeah.
So just depending upon where it
was. Depends what side you're on.
Yeah. So everyone, with using board docs, it is a web-based application, so there's nothing to download. You just need internet access and a browser. It does not matter which browser you use. You just need internet access and a browser, and you can access board docs. You just need to go to boarddocs.com. That's it. And then, did you send them their username and password? Do they have their username and password?
I'm working on the last one here, and we'll have everyone set in a minute.
What password?
I'll lowercase change me.
Oh.
So you can log in under that, and we'll have you, Silver will walk you through how to change it.
Yeah. Don't keep it.
No. Oh, God.
I'm another
one to
remember.
I'm going
to show you how to change it. Change means a password that we get to everybody, so you don't want to keep that. But they made it easy for you. They didn't give you a whole lot of requirements for changing your password. So it's nice and
Westlake.
So when you log in, you should always see your name in the upper right hand corner. If you do not see your name in the upper right hand corner and you just see the word home, that's because you are in the public area and you want to be in your credential area. So, going forward, Dana is going to send you an email when the agenda is ready. And so, when you get that email, you will click on it. You'll click on the link, and it will bring you here. And it will say, enter public site authenticate. You always want to be authenticated. So now I'm going to. So you sign in again. Now, I already know that you're going to call, when you have a question, you'll probably call Dana or Todd. I already know. That's fine. But when they are not available and you have a question about board docs and you need board docs help, the drop down by your name. It is 24/7. There are Emerald Data Solutions employees. It's not a call center. So You can call every day and ask the same question, and they will answer it as if it's the first time they ever heard it. Yes. And then they'll say, oh, didn't I tell you that last time? But you know, some of you get pretty comfortable with them. You get to know them. You get to meet best buds. Absolutely. But no, they are there to answer any question at all for you. If you click on BoardDocs Help, and if you want, you can just watch my screen up here. This is the actual look and layout of your agenda. It's going to look exactly like this. Table contents on the left and you read on the right. A couple of nice features about this. When you search for whatever it is that you're looking for, the results that you get are based on your user role. So you'll never get results for something you cannot do. Okay. So like you see this fast track for publishing over here. Well, when you first go into BoardDocs, when you open up that BoardDocs Help, you're not going to see fast track for publishing because that's not a role that you have. So that will not come up. Another thing that's is that if you can't figure out what this is telling you over here, sometimes you read a help thing and you can't figure out, what are you telling me? I don't know what you're telling me. So then you can just go right here to this little cutout, that one, and it opens up this box. It looks like instant chat, but it's not. It will send an email to tech support. And when it sends that email, it will send a link to the page that you were on. So it gives them a heads up of where you were and what you were trying to do. Promises someone will get back to you within 4 hours doesn't usually take that long. So if you want, you can, instead of having them to email you, you can put your phone number in there, say call me, whatever number. Or here's the 800 number here. And it's 800-407-0141, option one, 24/7. So that's right there. Okay. A couple other things that I want to show you. So at the drop-down by your name is where you change your password. My password rules are different than yours. So when you click on change password, you just need to have a minimum of 8 characters. That's how nice they want you. They didn't make you have any special characters, uppercase, lowercase, numbers. However, if you have those and a password that you like to use, you can use it. You can always do more and you can't do less. And then the last thing that I want to point out over here is this log out. When you are done, go to the drop down by your name to log out. If you use this red X, an X out of the browser, that is the equivalent of leaving your house and closing the front door. If you log out, that is the equivalent of leaving your house and locking the front door. You want to lock your front door. Okay? All right, home. If you look, and it might be hard for you to tell, but home is actually pointing, if you look down in the lower left-hand corner of the screen, home is actually pointing to your district site. That is so during a meeting, if you're discussing something that's on your district site, you can go there. Now, for those of you who are double clickers, triple clickers, quadruple clickers, I recommend that you right-click and open a link in a new tab for home so that you will have your district site. Uh-oh, it came up again. Should it not point to this address? Is that home?
Yeah, it should, but we can look into why it isn't. That's okay.
It's not working for me either.
Yeah, thank you.
No. Must be the link.
If you just click on home, let me see if it'll take you there.
It takes you there if you click on it.
And so here it is. All you do is just click this web browser once. But some people click a lot, and it'll take you way beyond where you want to go. So that's why I say just click on there to open the link in the new tab. All right, so when you get an email from Dana saying that the agenda is ready for you to view, you will see it over here. Now you see these tabs, it says featured, meeting, policies, and search. Featured means this is the newest meeting, and so that will be in that featured tab. If you click on the meetings tab, that featured meeting will have a star next to it. And then once that meeting is over, that star goes away, and then it goes down here in 2017 because everything will stay there, and then your next meeting will be featured. Okay? So, we'll just click on that meeting, and you'll see view the agenda and print the agenda. So let's just click on view the agenda. So we tried to keep it looking like you're used to seeing it. But there might be little changes. Well, actually, if I go back here to feature, you see on your home page, your welcome page, we put some more things on here, your vision statement, mission statement. And sometimes people will also put all the meetings. So whatever is really important that you want people to see right away, you usually put that right up front on your home page so that everyone could see that. All right, so I'll go back to this meeting, view the agenda. So these are the things that you do all the time, which your president just did. She did the call to order. She did the roll call and the Pledge of Allegiance. And the reason for the workshop was for this. And so we just followed this along. So again, you navigate on the left. So the left is like a table of contents, and you read on the right. Now notice your on the right side of your screen is different than mine. You see public content, when you click on your agenda, you'll see public content, administrative content, and you see another one that says executive content. I don't have that because I'm not a part of your board, so I don't have access to your executive content area. So the reading rights are, you can read at your level and up, but not down. So the public can only see what's in that public content area. Now you'll see your access up there says public, and it's always public because you're a school district. Here's your access. That's right here. Because you're a school district, the access to your agenda is always public, but some of the information could be confidential, and then that goes into the confidential area of the agenda. So anything that's in the executive area, only you will see, and it won't be visible to anybody else. So if they have some confidential information, like when you go into executive session, it would be placed down in that executive content area. Okay. Now, if we look at approval of minutes, you notice that there's an icon there. That tells you that this item has files attached. So instead of all of your paper piling up at home, it's right here. And so when you click on that, now we see it's not here in the public content because this is your approval of minutes. And after you approve them, then Dana will move it up here to the public area. And what's nice is that you click on this and it just opens. And so now you don't have to worry about, where did I put that piece of paper? I thought I had it. What happened to it? It is always there. It's in a PDF. You put things in a PDF for two reasons, so that your public can access it. Not everyone has access to Word. And that they can open it and not change it.
Is everyone getting through it okay? Any questions?
Let me show you another way. Instead of going down one by one by one, if you look at your print icon over here, got a print. You've got three options for printing. You can print one item. You can print a simple agenda, which says, this is the listing of the things that we're going to talk about in this order, or the detailed agenda. I do know some board members that have this version use this. So they will click on the print and look at, follow your agenda through the print view. Because in the print view, you can still scroll down, see everything, and you can still open up attachments from this view. So that might be easier for you to use that to scroll down. So where are you? Did you open up a document?
It's a nice program.
Mm-hmm. It works really well. Oh, well, that's because you're up here on Pledge of Allegiance. And I'm down here. Now, how could I tell that right away?
Because okay, that's highlighted. Yeah, okay. So this is what you're scrolling down to. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I want to open up the superintendent's report, I just click on that. And
And then what I have, what I have right now is this print iPad. Well, you've got that.
Okay.
Yes.
And what you guys are looking at today is, you know, this is something, an agenda that we put together this afternoon. This isn't for tonight's meeting. This is just a very basic agenda that we were just playing, learning the system and putting together.
You can open your attachment from here.
Okay, so that looks like what, now this is back to December 12th.
Yeah, and we just attached something, just to, that's right, just to show you what it would look like in there. So you might want to do it like that, to go through the print view to take a look at it. Or you could use these directional arrows here, which will navigate it one by one, forward or backwards, either way.
The practices.
All right. So that was easy enough. Any questions about navigating, moving through the agenda? Okay, go. Now policies. So I know that you thought you used Neola. So this is what we did. We just put in a link and it takes you right there.
That's nice.
So Neola is a partner with Board Docs. And what they are doing with all of the Board Docs partners, they are putting your policies into Board Docs for you, which I'm telling you is a wonderful thing. It just is. And if I were you, I'd wait until they get to it, because it's a lot of work, and yes, it is. It just is. And if you've got somebody that will do it, yay, let them. But what's nice when it's inside Board Docs, when you do a search, so you can search for a term, not even thinking that there's a policy associated with that, but if there is, it will bring it up, and then you can look for it there. So that'll be nice once they put that in, but yes, I'd wait for them to put that in. But at least having it here, so if you're looking for policies, you can just go ahead and click on it, and then you can find it and search as you've been searching. Okie dokie, and the last thing I'd like to show you is the search feature, the Board Doc search. So notice it says policies and include attachments, and then once your policies go internally, it will say policies too. This answers the questions that you would ask Dana or Todd. When did we, fill in the blank, when did we hire, when did we approve, when did we buy, when did we whatever? And then you just search for that one term, that one item. You don't have to know the time of the year, the day of the week, if school is in or out, or anything, just that term, and it will look everywhere for it. Now, we don't have anything to search for now because it has to be both active and synced overnight. And so we don't have anything today for your documents. These are your documents, and by the way, your public has access to your documents too. And so after a board meeting, when you voted on something, then they'll want to know, how did the board vote on blah, 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 blah. Well, they can find out themselves. Okay, so they can look. But now, so the public has access to that, everybody has access to that, but now Meta. Meta is only available to those of you with login credentials. So if you do not see your name in the upper right-hand corner, you will not see Meta. Meta, you're not searching your documents anymore. You're searching the public content area of other Board Doc subscribers. So you could be working on something and you say, I wonder what other districts are doing, blah, 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 blah. And then you can search for blah, blah, blah. So Todd, what did we search for?
We did a vendor earlier, total systems integration. But I think when we did the demo, even with the meta searches, if you had a question of what other districts are doing with gender equality right now, or some sort of topic that we're considering that we want to look up, what you can do is go into the search, do a meta search. You have to check the box that says meta, and do a search for your topic, and it will bring up all of the other customers who are part of Board Docs, you know, their agenda items, the public content areas.
Right. Now, it's interesting. So you said gender equality, so that's what I did. Most people said transgender. That's what I hear. So when you are searching, I want you to think about, well, what other terms could they use for that? Also think about commonly misspelled words, because I remember somebody spelled in something wrong, and it came up. And then she spelled it right, and it came up too, because some people know how to spell.
So And Board Docs is outside of Ohio as well, right?
Yes.
So anytime we pull it something, it could give us a result for Illinois.
Yeah, we've got Rhode Island, Illinois, New York, Washington.
And sometimes you want to see that because you just want to know, what are people doing about this? What are they saying about that? How can our words mean something? Then other times, you only want Ohio. So when you only want Ohio, you put a comma after your search term and then OH.
Ohio.